KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 70. Southwest winds becoming northwesterly this afternoon at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A crash late Saturday morning at the intersection of Highway 92 and 370th Street in Pottawatomie County claimed the life of a Griswold woman. The Sheriff's Department in Pottawatomie County said yesterday 22-year-old Gabriella Kalambakitis died from her injuries after being transported from the scene by Carson Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Authorities say Sky Bentley of Macedonia was driving a 2008 Lexus and slowing to make a left turn from Highway 92 onto 370th Street southbound at around 11:02 a.m. on Saturday when Kalambakitis, who was driving a 2010 Hyundai, failed to slow down and rear-ended Bentley's vehicle. The state of Iowa's coronavirus dashboard this morning indicated that there were 416 new cases of COVID-19 since 10 a.m. Monday for a total of 100,468. There are two more positive cases of the virus in Cass County for a total of 237 as of today. Across the KJAN listing area, there are 16 more positive cases in Pottawatomie County, 6 more in Harrison County, 5 more in Montgomery County, 4 new cases in Guthrie County. Other smaller increases in positive COVID cases were noted in Audubon, Madison, Shelby, and Union counties. There have been 17 more deaths statewide since 10 a.m. Monday for a total of 1,481. Hospitalizations are up from 449 on Monday to 463 today. 114 patients with COVID-19 are in an ICU compared to 109 Monday. 62 were with people with COVID symptoms were admitted to a hospital compared to 53 on Monday, and 44 patients are on a ventilator compared to 39 on Monday. Western and Southwest Iowa hospitals report 26 people hospitalized, 2 more than yesterday, 10 in an ICU, also 2 more than yesterday, 5 were admitted to a hospital compared to 1 on Monday. And there are 4 more long-term care facility outbreaks in Iowa for a total of 58. The Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division has filed 2 more complaints against businesses for violations of the governor's COVID-19 Emergency Public Health Disaster Proclamation. IABD filed complaints against the Rodeo Saloon and Barbecue in Council Bluffs and the Sports Page in Mason City for violations related to social distancing. The two establishments have the option of agreeing to a $1,000 civil penalty or appealing for a hearing before an administrative law judge. There have been 11 businesses which have been charged and 2 have accepted the $1,000 penalty. As Iowa surpassed 100,000 confirmed coronavirus cases and remained the 4th highest state for the rate of infection on Monday, the mayor of Des Moines expressed concern that President Trump's rally this week at the city's airport could become a super spreader event. The state averaged 1,300 new cases per day over the past 4 days. On Saturday, the state posted 21 more deaths after recording 14 deaths on Friday. And on Sunday, the state reported 6 more deaths. As of Monday, positive cases in Iowa were 100,052. And 1,464 people had died since the virus surfaced in March. With polls showing a tight race between the Republican Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, the president plans a Wednesday rally at the Des Moines International Airport. Police in Red Oak say no one was injured during a collision that took place around 5:45 p.m. Monday at 5th and Linden Streets. Authorities say a 2017 Ford Explorer driven by 19-year-old Aubrey Gertson of Stanton was northbound on 5th Street and while trying to cross through the uncontrolled intersection of 5th and Linden was struck in the middle of the intersection by a Suzuki, 2007 Suzuki, driven by 49-year-old Stacy Schlegelmilch of Villisca as she was traveling west on Linden Street. There were no citations issued. And the Guthrie County Sheriff's Department reports there were 3 accidents over the weekend, with 1 resulting in an arrest. Authorities say 47-year-old Chad Pulvilka of Santan Valley, Arizona, was charged with OWI first offense, failure to maintain control, and leaving the scene of an accident after the 2019 Audi SUV he was driving left the road while westbound on 200th Street at around 11:25 p.m. on Friday. The vehicle struck a tree at the Lake Panorama National Golf Course in Panora, causing $15,000 damage to the SUV and an estimated $300 damage to the tree. Pavilka suffered suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries, but was not transported to a hospital. And at around 5:40 a.m. Saturday, an SUV driven by 60-year-old Pamela Sue Carruthers of Jefferson was traveling south on Highway 25 in Guthrie County, just south of 310th Street, when a deer ran into the vehicle. The SUV sustained about $5,000 damage. On Friday evening, 28-year-old Cody Havens of Anita was driving a Harley-Davidson westbound on White Pole Road in Guthrie County at Frontier. When he lost control of the machine, the cycle entered the ditch. Havens told authorities he had gotten too far off onto the shoulder of the road before his motorcycle crashed. The accident happened around 6:30 p.m. Havens was suffering from suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries, was transported by private vehicle to his residence. He was cited for failure to maintain control and leaving the scene of a personal injury accident. In our funeral announcements, Ruth G. Edwards, age 95, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Ruth Edwards will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Ruby Smith, age 90, of Messina, died Wednesday in Grimes. A private immediate family funeral service for Ruby Smith will be held today at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Bernice Ehlers, age 98, of Harlan, died Friday at Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. Private family graveside services for Bernice Ehlers will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Minden Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Daniel Lechtenberg, age 95, of Templeton, died Saturday in Manning. A massive Christian burial for Daniel Lechtenberg will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Stella McCurdy, age 91, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Stella McCurdy will be Thursday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Also, Charles Chuck Redinger, age 84, of Springfield, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday. Services for Chuck Redinger will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. in Springfield, Missouri, and will be available by live stream. Diane Garrison, age 63, of Ashland, Nebraska, died Thursday at his home. A wake and funeral service for Diane Garrison will be held on Thursday at 5 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard Leroy Roberts, age 74, of Oakland, died Thursday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Richard Roberts will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Diane Ernst, age 66, of Adair, died August 29th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Diane Ernst will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair. The family is in charge of the arrangements. Anita Godwin, age 96, of Exira, died Thursday at Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Anita Godwin will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock in the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Larry Henkel, age 75, of Earlham, died Saturday in Des Moines. Public graveside services for Larry Henkel will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Earlham Cemetery at full military graveside rites. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Lydia Anderson, age 101, of Blair, Nebraska, and formerly of Exira, died Monday. Graveside services for Lydia Anderson will be held Saturday at 3 o'clock in the Bethany Lutheran Cemetery northeast of Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Michael Farrell, age 69, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. According to his wishes, no services are planned and cremation has taken place for Michael Edward Farrell. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. Aaron Rabarchuk, age 35, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Aaron Rabarchuk are pending for late October. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Mark Tecumseh Clayson, age 20, of Oakland Manor, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. A memorial visitation for Mark Clayson is pending at the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.